Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Bill Welsh guides us through the New Testament book of Acts. Now to Pastor Bill.
Hello and welcome to our study through the book of Acts. This is Pastor Bill Welsh, and we are in chapter 4 of the book of Acts. You know, they say no good deed goes unpunished. That may not always be true, but it certainly is true here in Acts chapter 4. You remember in Acts chapter 3, a lame beggar hits the jackpot. He gets rich because he bumped into a couple of underfunded apostles who were flat broke one day. And everyone's thrilled about it, right? Well, not quite everyone. Listen to how chapter 4 starts. In verse 1, it says, "And as they were speaking," that's as Peter and the apostles were preaching to the congregation there in the temple, "as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead." Little clarification on the Sadducees. The difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees is this, among other things. The Pharisees believed in the miraculous. They believed in a spirit world. They believed in resurrection and miracles. The Sadducees believed in none of that. And it's always been joked, that's why they were very sad, you see. The Sadducees did not believe in God's intervention in the miraculous. And so they come and basically are very annoyed that they're preaching the resurrection of the dead there on the temple ground. So not everyone is thrilled, and the trouble for preaching the gospel begins. And notice, it was that resurrection thing, the fact that Jesus raised from the dead. Here's what happens in this chapter. They get arrested. They get thrown in the slammer, tossed into jail. And the next day, all the big guys are gathered together. In verse 5, it says, "On the next day, rulers and elders and the scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander." All those, in other words, were big, big names. And they're there to try these apostles and to put down this Jesus movement. Well, you'll love Peter's answer when they tell him to stop. In verse 8, Peter says, "Being filled with the Holy Spirit, he said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well.'" And then he goes on and he talks about how Jesus really is everything. And I love his answer. And again, he uses this as an opportunity just to preach Jesus. Doesn't sound like he wants to be released. And listen to him in verse 12. He says this, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." I love how he gets to the point quickly. Well, the council was blown away by his boldness, and maybe even by his and the other apostles' articulation. They say, these guys aren't educated, they're not trained, but it says in verse 13, but they knew that they had been with Jesus. They could tell. They saw the evidence, the healed man standing before them, maybe smiling. And so they launch all these severe threats against them, harsh commands to stop talking about Jesus. You'll find that in verse 18. And then listen to Peter's response when they threaten him if he continues to preach in Jesus' name. It says that Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard." I love that. They said, we can't stop talking about Jesus. And here's the great thing. They're talking to them. They're accusers. They want them to know Jesus too. So you'll see it as you read. They get released. And where do they go? They go home to the family of God. In verse 23, it says they go and they tell them the whole story. And then they prayed. And what an amazing prayer they prayed. Read it for yourself a little later. Soak in the whole prayer and savor it for a while. But look at this one verse, verse 29. They pray in this prayer, "Now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants," in other words, that's to us, "grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness." Help us to be bold. Well, God answers in a big way. You'll see that the earth shakes. God sends an earthquake that shakes the house, and they're all filled again. Yes, there is a second and a third and a 13,000th filling. God is ready to fill us as often as we need him to. And here's the part that I love. They spoke the word of God boldly. God answered their prayer. And then the scene goes right back to the family, the church, taking care of one another, sharing with one another, one accord. In other words, unity, everyone helping one another. And it says no one lacked. And here's the segue that takes us to the next chapter. It says people even started selling land, houses, and possessions in order to meet needs. I mean, this was an amazing family, the kind of family you always wanted to be a part of. So why not build that kind of tribe? And share Jesus and live the gospel and share those victories in the face of confrontation. Continue to move forward. As you read this chapter, be amazed at how God uses bad circumstances to spread his word. So what's going on in your life right now? You know what? I wonder if maybe what you're going through right now is God's means of bringing greater glory to himself in the midst of your challenges. Bring it before him and see what he does. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Bill Welsh is the senior pastor of Refuge at Huntington Beach, California. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.